Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, August the 18th, and I'm recording at 10:26 p.m., and that is British summer time here in London. Okay, well, we're still in this lull period. It's more than a lull period. It's this period of underperformance here, which I mentioned in these audios. Really runs from the beginning of May through the end of October. And while yesterday was encouraging, at least somewhat, and particularly regarding Wall Street, that really hasn't followed through in here today, which is a bit of a concern, as is the weak news on GDP figures. Okay, here's a rundown of what happened in the Asia-Pacific region. Just about everything to the downside for a change. Malaysia, which has been really quite weak, picked up here just under 0.5% today. But the others were down. Japan down only a small percentage, a third of a percentage point for the Nikkei 225. China was hit hard, though. The Shanghai Composite Index down over 6%, and the Hang Seng Index down 1.43%, and the H Share Index down a big 1.75%, so not good. And elsewhere, Australia, a small rise yesterday, but down 1.2% in here today. Thailand, the aftermath of that explosion, down 2.5%, and Indonesia down 1.63%. So these are really soft performances overall. Europe's not much better. We looks like the Netherlands had tiny gain here. Sorry, in the Netherlands, but most of the other indices were down on the day. Not all that significantly. German DAX index down just under 0.25% overall. And Wall Street, well, it didn't give up all of yesterday's gains, but it certainly is lower here today. The Dow's down the least, just under 0.25%. The S&P 500 by 0.25%, and the NASDAQ this time by 2/3. Of a percentage point. But you get the picture here. Buyers just aren't appearing overall, and they're on holiday here from these markets. Brazil was higher today, though. Brazil has taken a battering recently, but it was up 0.5% in here today. Now, in US 10-year government bonds, a slight increase, 2.19%. I beg your pardon, 2.219%. And the VIX is at 13. That was a little higher as well, 13.79. But the VIX really hasn't reflected the overall weakness of these stock market indices. I guess that's partly because it's based on the U.S. market, and which remains largely range-bound. But there has been a loss of form among the major indices, although they haven't taken out their very recent lows. And those very recent lows need to hold if we're to see an extension of the broadly sideways trading ranges. Now, that's far from a given here, and as I mentioned before, the risk that we could get a 10% plus correction here on Wall Street is higher than it's certainly been for quite a while. And that will probably remain the case through October. Now, elsewhere, the dollar index too strong in here. It's risen gradually for the last 4 days in a row. Although, to put that in perspective, it has not taken out the downward dynamic that we saw a week ago. But the dollar index is at 96.981 as I speak, so a little firmer. And the euro is a little weaker, down to 1.1028 against the greenback. And sterling, though, is firmer, 1.5658 against the US dollar. Indian rupee, a little softer in here today as well. Commodities, that CCI index, continuous commodity index, hit a new low for this downward move. Then it picked up just off the lows. There wasn't much that was up on the day. Coffee was a little bit higher. I think corn was also a little bit higher. Gold up 30 cents in here today at $1,118. Other precious metals doing less well, though. Platinum 995 and change. It's down over $5. Silver got clipped 1484. That's down nearly 46 cents. And palladium also clipped 596, nearly 597. But that's down almost $17 as I speak. Now, oil, not much to the upside there, although the WTI is a little higher, half a dollar higher at 42.37. The more important Brent contract is 17 cents lower at 48.57. So, soft markets, mostly quiet, with the exception of China, where the activity picked up in here today. But buyers appear absent. I would say that while this correction really has the rest of August, September, and October, or this period of underperformance, I should say, it is also a correction, but during this period of underperformance, over 2 months to go. But I think if you see, shares that you really like that are suitable for you that have had a decent pullback in here, always better to buy on the dips than on the highs, as I've mentioned so often in these audios. Now, Owen away again today, but he will be back tomorrow. I will also be doing my comment of the day tomorrow and also tomorrow's audio, but that will be my last day as I'm then off on a little bit of a holiday. Okay, all the very best to all of you.